Hello, fellow food lovers, and welcome back to another episode of Elevate Your Plate. I'm your host, Ben Harper, here to guide you through the joy of home cooking with simple tweaks that turn everyday meals into extraordinary experiences. Today, we're tackling a classic comfort food with a gourmet twist, Sloppy Joes. But not just any Sloppy Joes, we're making them not so sloppy. Now, if you think about Sloppy Joes, you might envision a saucy, messy sandwich that's fun, but let's be honest, a bit of a handful. Our goal today is to refine this beloved dish, keeping all the heartwarming flavors, but with a neatness that makes it even more enjoyable. Let's start by talking about the heart of this dish, the Manwich sauce, but homemade, richer, and tangier. To whip up this sauce, you'll need some fresh ingredients and pantry staples. Grab some ground beef or turkey, a small onion, a green bell pepper, garlic, tomato sauce, ketchup, brown sugar, Worcestershire sauce, mustard, and a few spices like salt, black pepper, and chili powder. These ingredients are your ticket to a delicious homemade sauce that will elevate your Sloppy Joes from good to gourmet. Begin by heating a large skillet. Add your meat and cook it until it's nicely browned. This is where things start smelling irresistible. Next, add finely chopped onions and garlic, cooking them until they're soft and fragrant. Here's a tip: sauteing these at the right moment adds depth to your sauce. Now, stir in the tomato sauce, ketchup, and all your seasonings. Let this simmer on low heat. The longer it simmers, the thicker and more flavorful it becomes. Aim for at least 20 minutes to let those flavors meld beautifully. And remember, always taste as you go. Adjust the seasoning to hit that perfect balance for your palate. While that simmers, let's chat about serving and storing. Once your sauce is ready, serve it over toasted buns for a less messy but deeply satisfying meal. If you have leftovers, no worries. This sauce stores wonderfully in the fridge for up to a week or in the freezer for longer. Just make sure it's in an airtight container. And there you have it. A gourmet version of Sloppy Joes that's impressive, delicious, and yes, not so sloppy. Perfect for a family dinner or when you just crave something comforting, yet classy. Thanks for tuning in to Elevate Your Plate. I hope you feel inspired to try this not-so-sloppy Joe recipe at home and add your personal touch. Remember, cooking is not just about feeding the body, but also about pleasing the soul. So keep experimenting and keep enjoying every bite. Until next time, keep your plates elevated and your hearts full. Close roll. Bye for now.